Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We'd like to send you on your way with a little something we call PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something interesting. It's three different stories. That being said, I'm going to give you a bonus story today that has nothing to do with PMI, but Costco. Did you see this new bourbon that they have?
Oh, yes.
Like, it's modeled after their $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Yeah, what's the name of it? It's really fun.
I got that dog in me.
Yeah. Yes.
It is about $90 a bottle, and I guess it's sold out in like no time.
Yeah, I heard people... scooped it up.
Scooped it up like a Costco hot dog.
Tastes like hot dogs. Who wants? I don't want that.
Like, put a little mustard and ketchup.
Yeah, I don't want it.
What if you're eating like a burger or something, or you know, you got a summer barbecue going on, and you have that type of meal: brats, hot dogs, a burger. You're probably going to take a shot of this.
I just don't want my bourbon to taste like sodium nitrates. Like, I just want
like processed meats.
Yeah, I don't want that.
Like lips and you know what?
Okay.
They say it's 126 proof, and yeah, about $90. And man, people were standing in line to get this. I was at a liquor store yesterday, actually buying some whiskey. The amount of flavored whiskeys out there right now is pretty darn nutty.
Oh.
Like, I walked in, and they had a whole, like, shelf of, it was like, bubblegum whiskey and strawberry whiskey.
Is that the thing right now?
Chocolate cake whiskey. And I just looked at all that, and I was like, man, that's a headache waiting to happen there.
I mean,
it's a sugary whiskey.
Pumped full of sugar is exactly what that sounds like.
So anyway, if you're into it, Costco's got a new bourbon modeled after hot dogs, if you can get your hands on one.
Miss me.
Now, who's got the pee? Katie,
I
you
have
got
that
the pee.
And it's very exciting because Baby Metal's coming to Denver.
What does that mean?
Okay, so September 2nd at Ball Arena. It's an actual group. It's a Japanese rock metal group. They've got some spunk, Jeremy. Like, here is their song, Karate.
Very similar
Isn't
to something that we had at my first dance at my wedding. Oh, yeah, this
okay.
is good.
So you know what's neat
this
about this, though, is if you go watch the music video, yeah, the audio in itself, I mean, there's three young women who are singing those songs, so just powerful voices, but also they're dressed like little baby dolls, like that's their outfit, it's all black, and then they do the little dance moves that the K-pop people do.
They're stealing my look.
Exactly! Like, it looks just like you. That's who I thought of when I saw the Baby Metal, was this is Jeremy's look, but it's a unique sound coming to Denver, and it just got me so excited. Like, just hearing it and
Definitely
watching
unique.
the music video itself, it just brought me so much joy. So again,
this
September 2nd.
Really?
Yes!
Oh my God, I'm so happy right now.
Us.
Although you are very much like me. I like this.
Yes!
Especially if I'm at the gym or running on the treadmill, I throw on...
See what I mean?
That's like old school Korn, though.
Yes,
I
think Freak on a Leash.
Yes.
Like, this has a full sound that just fills your whole face, and that's what I like about
it. I love filling my whole face.
September 2nd, Ball Arena, get ready for Baby Metal.
Josh, what's the minus?
Be on the lookout for an alleged foot doctor, apparently, who is going viral on social media. He has, like, that POV camera, so you never see his face, but he goes around Walmarts and, like, grocery stores asking to see women's feet, saying, hey, I need to make sure that you can still walk later on in your life and check your feet. And then he basically lies to them and says, you know, your foot looks good or you need to start doing these exercises and stuff as they take their shoes off for him. And then he goes so far as to sniff their feet and make sure that they smell okay, because apparently certain smells can be a trigger to things later on in life that could be having poor foot health or something like that. So be on the lookout for this guy, because it's in Colorado going from...
It's in Colorado?
Walmart.
Well, I am going to be on the lookout for him.
Okay,
it's a fake foot doctor.
No. A fake foot doctor, and we don't know what he looks like yet.
Sounds real to me.
It's just POVs of women's feet.
I'm going to go wander around Walmarts looking for this guy, actually.
Has somebody checked your phone?
Are you into it?
I know.
I want to take it a step further. I'm like, I think you should taste my toes.
You know.
He's like, I don't think I'll walk either. Check again.
So where was this guy? What location? Has he been spotted?
They don't know yet.
Oh, that's freaky, though.
So far, it's only been women's feet. But, Jerry, you have really nice feet. So
you
maybe,
do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he could sniff my
maybe
feet.
Maybe he'll check yours
nice
out.
Kickers there.
Yeah, get that big toe in your mouth. All right, let's wrap things up with something a little bit interesting. There's this startup called Reflect Orbital, and they're saying, get this, they want to deliver on-demand sunlight when it's dark out.
What?
What?
How do you
yeah,
do
how
that?
Do you, I'm like...
Like with
the sun's
light
asleep.
Bulb?
I was waiting for the what?
I yeah.
So what they do is they send up thousands of satellites with giant mirrors, and so then the mirrors reflect the sunlight down to Earth at night. This sounds like science fiction. So if it's, you know, 1 a.m. and you're like, dang, I could go for some sunlight right now. You open up the app, you tell them where you're at, you drop a pin, and in about 30 minutes, sunlight will arrive at your location. Isn't that neat?
No, that
they
is sus.
They reflect the sun and pff, right down onto your house.
Sus sunlight.
If you're looking to burn some ants with a magnifying glass at 1 a.m.
I don't like that. We should
Why?
Not, we should not control the sun, period.
I you're think just controlling the light.
I know, but that, I don't think that there's any
good
that can come
sun,
from that. I just don't think the sun likes it. It's already kind of finicky.
How about all these people
Why
that have seasonal
it?
Depression issues, that's sad,
yeah.
and they need natural light? You could right to where you're at.
There's vitamin D for that, too, though. Like
it's
You should
different.
Not mess with the sun. You know, I just think
Why
that
do you
that's
hate the sun
selfish.
So much?
That's selfish sun activity. I just think that that's silly. That's silly sun activity.
Like,
I just, I don't
like
that.
It's in the, you know, you're looking to get engaged with somebody, you can have the, like, right in that moment, have the sun shining down on you
Didn't
guys.
Didn't the Minions try and, like, capture the moon or
they
something?
They stole
the moon.
The
Minions
this
right
is
now?
Like that. We should not be I trying mean, to control the sun. Like,
don't bring the
like
Minions
that.
Into
I
this.
I feel like this is a bad idea,
Don't you
guys.
Do it. I think it's a great idea.
I think it's a bad idea.
You're trying to make your point to the, like, the boss, and, you know, and it's night out, and you just, the sun comes down on you, you're going to make your point.
I don't think
it's
this
It's very
is a good
angelic,
idea.
I think.
I don't think so.
Okay, never mind. Everyone else can use it except Katie.
It's sus. Come on.
You're sus, Millbands.